mentioned in this module's opening that once we find a bunch of failures, and nearly every product will have some number of failures identified, whether in the development process or by your customers or both, we need a way to make sure that we run them each to ground. And it's a slang term or phrase to find and solve the real problem and either design out or improve the process or mitigate the problem so that it doesn't occur again. So failure reporting analysis and correction system, corrective action system, FRACIS, is a sequence or is a technique or a process, I should say, of once we get a failure, is helping us to resolve them in a satisfactory way. Now, the process doesn't resolve the problem itself. It does help us keep track, though. As soon as we're working in even a small team, having a simple FRACIS system will help us not lose track of what we've agreed that we need to solve or work on. It also allows us to do some troubleshooting and prioritization type work, balancing a workflow, and all kinds of other things. But the basic idea is that let's not lose track of the things that we've identified as having caused problems. If we don't solve it, the customers will probably see it again. And so the basic process is that we've got a procedure for reporting failures. Now, it doesn't really matter if a failure for, say, a software part of the system is identified in the marketing team or in the hardware team or in the software team. But anybody that recognizes an issue or a problem or an anomaly with a particular product, especially in the prototyping phases, should have an access to a way to record or log that particular failure. Same thing from customers is interpreting what they're saying and understanding how to catalog that so that we get a tally, one, of the types of failures we get, but more importantly, that we're capturing the information in a way that is getting enough useful information that we can do the failure analysis at the next step. We also have procedures around failure analysis. And we just talked about the 8D process, which is typically invoked formally for major problems, but less formally for minor problems. So you may have a team that's dedicated to just dealing with field returns, or you might have to pull in some of your design team to resolve, understand, and resolve some of the issues you run across. But in either case, the failure analysis process should include that containment element, the problem definition element, root cause analysis, like making sure that the problem actually is solved with the actions you plan to take, and then actually implement it, which is that last part, is the corrective action, is a procedure to make sure that the changes are rolled out in a meaningful way and cost-effective way is another element to that. But basic elements of a FRACIS system is that it one is a log or a bookkeeping process to keep track of how many issues we have and how are they progressing towards resolution. But more importantly is that can we do those in a timely way? One team I worked with is they reviewed the FRACIS entries every week, and it usually was an hour to 2 hour meeting to get an understanding of what was the reported problem and what are the appropriate next steps in order to resolve that particular problem. And then as things moved along that process, the database they were using would capture and catalog the information and follow its process through until it was implemented. And then it would set markers for assessment of how effective that resolution was. Now, in larger systems and larger teams, you may need to do audits and have people evaluate all of the different procedures. Are they being followed and executed correctly? But also, is the data consistent? Is the data being maintained well? Another element of a FRACIS system is reporting, and it might be to the program manager that's managing that particular product development or product line, but also to senior management. Are we finding and resolving problems, and do we have the appropriate resources, one, to avoid the problems from occurring to start with, and two, to resolve them in a timely way? But underlying all of these is the basic step of, well, let's work to the root cause. Let's understand the fundamentals of the problem and this, how it manifests in the symptoms we saw, so that we could actually solve the problem and put it away for good. Here's a simple flowchart. It goes through the basic common sense process of thinking through from when I see a failure until we deploy a correction. So it includes many of those elements we've talked about. But basically, if once I come out of a corrective action, it's make sure that that actually works. Can we implement it? You know, once we come out of the corrective action, it's a check step. Can we actually implement it? Does it really work? Does it eliminate the cause of the failure that we were seeing or been reported? If it doesn't, then we need to go back into the process to find out where the actual failure is get back to where we're gathering information and then do the root cause analysis again. But once we get a working or a viable solution, then can we actually effectively deploy it? Is it really make a difference? And here again, if it doesn't, there may be procedural problems where we're not effectively deploying the solution, or it doesn't work. In either case, it goes back into the process of isolating and understanding the problems. And then let's get it deployed. Once we have a working solution and it's effective, let's deploy it so that we can avoid the problem in the future, but also minimize the amount of failures that we have at the current time. Now, one of the sub-steps in looking at field problems or looking at that weekly list of reported failures or issues or bugs is the review process. And so we see a failure and it's written up or described or photographed or gathered from a customer service agent. And the first question is this problem likely to occur in the field? So if we have a prototype system and we're using, say, 3D printed parts, but in the actual production we'll be using molded parts, and the failure is a function of the 3D printing process, of that prototype assembling process, then it's really not a relevant failure because it's not going to be in our product. Now, we may need to solve it in some form so we can get working prototypes in order to do our evaluations, but that's not as relevant as products or failures that would manifest themselves and cause customer failures. So once we get a relevant failure or identify it as such, then it's, well, does it take the system down? Does it cause the line to stop or the functions of this product to not perform? And if it shuts down the system, for example, my phone doesn't power on because of this particular failure, well, then we may classify that as a critical failure and something that would have a higher priority for us to focus energy on and solve. Now, sometimes the problem is, say, the car radio doesn't work in your vehicle. Now, the vehicle is still operational. It still starts and drives safely and so on. So we may classify that as a minor failure in the scope of the failures possible in a vehicle. And it may get a lower priority for resolution. And then if the system is degraded, If the system is not degraded, but it is something that would affect customer satisfaction, then we would say it's a minor failure. Where if the system is not performing as well, say a vehicle is not able to drive over second gear or 30 or so miles per hour, per mile, 30 miles per hour, speed, we may classify that as a major failure. But the basic idea is that within your organization and with your product line, you and your program team may come up with a set of criteria in order to triage or evaluate the severity of a particular problem. The higher the severity, the more critical or urgent the solution to find a solution is. So given any system, we almost always find more possible problems or actual problems than we have time to solve. The basic notion here is that you solve the ones that are critical, safety related in particular, but also ones that take your system down. The customer gets total loss of functionality. if the product is simply degraded or has most of its functionality or is running in a compromised manner, not giving full functionality, it would be a lower priority. And given limited resources in any of these teams, it gives us which ones we should work on first. It gives us a stacking for that. So depending on your industry and product and customer requirements, this triage method may vary slightly, but it's very similar to the FMEA process of looking at criticality or of looking at severity. Now, the actual system you use will vary by the complexity and size of your team. The simplest ones I've seen are in small groups where there's, say, four or five engineers and a manager working on the design of a product, and they just used a whiteboard. They just had a board that they would keep notes on and show progress and then discuss, and this team would discuss the issues they were going to work on pretty much every day, multiple times, and the board was live right in their workspace, so it was pretty convenient. A bit smaller or bigger team, I've seen use note cards, and I mean physical pieces of cardboard, basically, or of a stiff paper. And the cards themselves had a basic template on it that allowed them to just briefly describe the problem. And then if you had the card in your hand, it was on your plate. It was something you were going to solve. And then as you move through the program or the process of solving the problem, you would move the card like a traveler with the issue to who was the next person to work on it. And so if you sent out parts for failure analysis, it was still on your plate to figure out what were the results of that failure analysis and then maybe hand it off to the next team member. Other times I've seen very elaborate databases. There are some commercial ones and many are homegrown. But the basic idea is that does it allow you to track and make assignments and make records of the progress being made, but more importantly, not lose track of those problems that needed to be resolved. And so fracas systems can come in many different flavors, and depending on your particular organization's needs, you may find a different way of solving this particular administrative problem of keeping track of the fracas. So the next section would be lecture number 169 of the lectures in the first rendition of this course, and it's going to be some reminders and preparation as you prepare for the CRE exam in the exam day.